What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into Truth is Scary's Red Pill Podcast. I'm here with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com. I'm Kevin Sabo, and we're back at it with more of your alternative news.
Hey.
So what are we starting with today? There's a lot that we missed while we were away.
Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. We lost our studio. You can tell we're in a really crappy studio now. The other one was nicer. But what are you going to do? That's where they throw us, because we're doing alternative news. They throw us in a crappy studio. Well, as everybody in the world knows by now, the Brussels got bombed on Monday.
So,
airport and subways both bombed by suicide bombers. So, here we have another false flag attack to distract everybody and to take away more of our freedoms, because I don't know if anybody's been flying lately, but all of a sudden, every airport in the freaking world has millions of securities and cops and everything running around in it. You know they're going to implement new laws and all this and that. It's just another step towards the new world order.
Right.
And obviously, every time one of these happens, anybody who's in the alternative media, anybody who's in the know, obviously knows that it was a false flag.
Yeah.
But we're almost going to get to the point where they're not going to be false flags anymore, and these motherfuckers are just going to start doing it.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean? They're just going to start doing it for real. So you're not going to know what's a false flag and what's not. But mark my words, this is not the last bombing. There'll be another one soon.
No, of course not.
This isn't going to stop now.
Because it's a perfect time for it right now.
Yeah.
It's a time of like great tension. And then you have something like this come up and it just throws people out of their seats for a minute.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they want. You know, the funny thing is it happened on 3/22. And anybody who's, you know, knows about the numbers knows that 3/22 is a very significant number within the occult circles. If you look at the Skull and Bones Society logo, it's the skull with the bones and the number's 3/22 under it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very significant. Just like the numbers 9/11 are.
Yeah.
You know? So, you can say, obviously, by the day it happened, pretty much, and if you look at all the numbers and all the coincidences, that it was a false flag.
Yeah.
Pretty much determined. What you got to look at is two things that France and Brussels have in common. And that is they have both supported the state of Palestine. You know about Palestine and Israel, how they fight. And,
right.
You know how Israel is actually Palestine. And they took a piece of it to make it into Israel. And the Palestinian people don't really have a state. They're not recognized as a state. So now there's a big thing in the UN to get Palestine recognized as a state. Well, guess who two people who just came out and supported it were? France and Brussels.
Okay.
So, in other words, they're coming out against Israel because Israel does not want Palestine to be a state, because once they're a state, they can't fuck with them the way they fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then, because if they're a state, they're protected under the UN. They're a member of the UN. So now you see how Israel fucks with Palestine right now.
Right.
You know, all the time. And Gaza Strip and all that shit. Well, they couldn't do that if Palestine was a state. And what's amazing is, and I know we're off the topic of the bombings, but I think we all know what that's about.
Yeah.
What's amazing is if you go to the U.S. and you look at all their news coverage and you look at the slant of the U.S., it's very, very pro-Israel. Go to Europe and you look at the news of, in say, France or Brussels or Belgium or any of these other more independent thinking cities, they're all pro-Palestine. They think what happened over in what they did with Israel was wrong. How they took that country away and gave it over to the Jews.
Yeah.
So this is all at the heart of it. You come out speaking out against Israel, and look, this is the shit that happens to you.
Yeah, and like you're saying, you're kind of getting off topic from the bombing, but these are the things to be taken into consideration when you're talking about
why Brussels?
Exactly, right. Because there's been so many false flags since we started this podcast. It got to a point where we were talking like on a
every
monthly
week.
Basis, like every week we're talking about something that happened. And the people would ask me, when discussing this, they would say, how do you know the difference between a false flag and something real? Because people would say every time there's a major incident and people are killed, it's always a false flag. Like it can't ever coincidentally be somebody went crazy and did something crazy. And that's when you start breaking down to them. You got to look at every detail like a detective. You got to pick it apart and you got to see if there's any significance in what adds up and what adds together.
Because
if, like when they have the school shootings, if somebody really just went up in a school with a gun and just went crazy and starts shooting off rounds, that's really all it's going to be. We hate this guy. He was crazy.
Right. But then you find out that both of the shooters' fathers, in both in Colorado and in Newtown, their fathers were set to testify in the LIBOR scandal trial.
Right.
And these are the things the mainstream people don't know about, but the LIBOR scandal is a huge, it was a huge scandal over there in Europe. It was like fixing interest rates. The LIBOR scale is their interest scale over there. And these guys were set to testify against the bankers. These were high finance guys, both Adam Lanza's father and that kid over there in Colorado who's now getting beat the shit out of in jail and raped and all that. Did you hear about all that?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Jesus.
So their fathers were both set to testify in the LIBOR trial. So you see, you got to see the connections. The dots go pretty far back. You have to go in to see why these kids were targeted.
Right, and that's what I tell people. In a situation where somebody really just lost their mind and open fired in public or something, there would be no dots to connect. It would be as simple and plain as that. This guy's a nut job. We don't really know why it happened. And if you dig deep, you're really not going to find anything.
But when you dig deep with these cases, you always find these little coincidences and these little things that make you think that it's a setup.
Yeah, right. And the fact is, if we did this research and we didn't find anything to talk, we wouldn't be talking about it, you know.
Right. If there was no smoke, there was no fire, right?
There you have
exactly.
It. Yeah.
You only follow the smoke, you know.
Yeah. I hate the security measures that get taken, and more so than security measures, I hate the people that work security with transportation, because they are so easy to manipulate and they really take this shit seriously. I mean, I remember around the time the Boston bombings happened, I got shit traveling. I think I left my bag unattended for a minute or something. Of course, you have one of these fucking idiots that gets right up in my face, and I'm like, yo, dude, I'm only 16 years old. I'm not trying to blow up anything or nothing. He goes, yeah, well, the Boston guys that did the Boston bombing were your age. You know, I'm like, here we fucking go. Yeah, and the people that did 9/11 was Muslim, and this and this and that. Like, give me a fucking break.
Right, it's ridiculous. I've been searched and frisked, and now they're making it mandatory for you to go through the scanners.
You have to now?
You have to now. Before it was just if they decided. Now you have to go through these fucking scams.
Are they still molesting people at the airports?
Oh, yeah, they love molesting people. But you know what they're finding out about the TSA? That they're robbing the shit out of people.
Of course.
They've never stopped the bombing. This bombing happened at an airport. How good is their fucking security?
That's what I'm saying. And yet somebody that just wants to take a flight to Florida or some shit for a fucking vacation has got to be frisked and this and that, and they got to go through all this bullshit. I'm saying to myself, why don't we just go ahead and drop the security measures if you can't prevent a bombing at an airport?
Yeah, and you keep stealing from the people. Dude, they have video of people stealing right out of bags.
Anytime you give anybody that kind of power, you have to go through this, you have to do that. Of course, they're going to fucking abuse it.
Yeah, and they're the type of people that will. Anybody who's – look, their jobs are attracted to certain types of personalities. You and I don't want to be cops. You and I don't want to be TSA agents because that's not our personality.
I couldn't even handle being a security officer. Right. I couldn't even handle that.
Not like, in our nature to fuck with people, but they're, you know the type of people they are. You've seen them when you were growing up in school. You see them. They're those kind of people. They're bullies. They're just, you know, whatever it is in their personality and their makeup, they want to be an authority.
Yeah.
You know, and they're real asshole personalities. You know it. Or if you look at some of the TSAs, they're dumb as a rock. I mean, they're really hiring some really dumb fucking people there. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
And so they're either hiring these militaristic type freaking, you know, who are going to follow the rules, or you get these lazy pieces of crap who are just going to steal from you. They don't care if you're carrying a bomb. They want to see what you got in your fucking bag.
Yeah.
They're too busy searching through your bag than to care if you're carrying bombs and guns. People do as tests on TSA. They're sneaking weapons in all the time.
Yeah.
They just suck. It's just a way to condition the people to get used to being frisked and get used to living in a fucking totalitarian police state.
Yeah. You're saying people do tests and they make it through?
Yeah.
With the items?
Yeah.
No shit.
Oh, guns, knives, everything. Yeah, yeah.
Guns, too?
Damn. Oh, yeah. Read about it. Oh, yeah. It happened. TSA is a worthless fucking organization. Worthless. Worthless. Does nothing. Yeah. Condition the people to learn how to get in line and be frisked and searched. This is what the new society we're going to be living in is going to be like. You can't even go to a wrestling show without getting frisked.
Yeah, and I'm just so sick of hearing everybody say the same shit. It sucks, but you know, the way I post 9/11, this and this and that. It's just so fucking dragged out already.
Especially now with these bombings. Every time everybody happens, they all think it's going to happen over here. It's not going to happen over here.
Yeah.
Because we're the people doing it. Who the hell do you think is behind ISIS?
Yeah.
If it isn't us, it's Israel or Saudi Arabia, you know, or Turkey. I mean, they're not going to bomb their own place.
No, then
you never see Israel getting attacked, but yet they're the place that everybody hates and everybody blames on.
Yeah, and there's enough proof now that ISIS accounts and ISIS has got Twitter accounts and all this shit, and it's all been linked to American
Saudi and British. Yep.
Yeah. You can't do shit like that. Why the fuck would a terrorist organization have a Twitter account? Like, they have a fan base?
Yeah.
Like, they have a website? They have a blog? I just want to check in on everybody. We're doing very well over here, cutting people's heads off and shit. Like, and of course, there's people. You have those anonymous groups. You have they're not great for all that much, but they do know how to see where you track a fucking IP address.
Yes.
You know, that's the least a hacker can do is track an IP address and know where the shit's coming from.
Right.
And they do.
And they do. And then they're finding out that they're not coming from...
It's not coming from the middle of a fucking desert.
No.
You know? I don't think they have Wi-Fi out there.
No, I don't either.
You know what I mean?
But they probably got provided Wi-Fi by the fucking government, by the U.S. and British. They need it, you know?
Yeah, it's fucked up. But
I mean, it's so obvious that that's a fake. That's a fake thing, too, you know?
Completely.
And it just won't go away. It won't go away. They're fucking milking this for as much as they can. You know, it's just crazy. It's crazy world we live in. I mean, I guess you wanted to talk about Robert De Niro, yeah?
I did want to get into this documentary called Vaxxed. I don't know how much you've looked into it, but it's one of those things, again, I'm pleased to see. I didn't really have to do any digging around to find in the alternative media. It's trending on all social medias. It's a movie that's going to be premiered at the film. I forget the name of the film.
Tribeca Film Festival. Tribeca, which New York, yeah.
Right, which De Niro co-founded.
De Niro runs it. He runs it. He's the man.
So De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio... and various other celebrities are backing this film 100%. And pro-vaccine people are flipping the fuck out about it.
Well, yeah, the story with this film is, it was originally, nobody would touch it. Sundance, no other film festival wanted it because just for that reason. Most of these freaking Hollywood people are pro-vaccination because they toe the line. And that's the thing. The problem is, you got people like, who's Mark Wahlberg's wife? The blonde.
Oh, I'm not... I don't know.
I forget her freaking name. Anyway, Jamie Kennedy. I forgot her fucking name.
Is she a celebrity?
Yeah. She's a blonde chick. She's got... Her kid had autism.
Oh, okay, right.
She came out. She was on The View for a little while. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember her fucking name. But anyway, she's married to Mark Wahlberg. She has a kid with autism. She blamed it on vaccines, and she came out very much at anti-vaccination. They kicked her off The View. Jenny McCarthy. You don't see her hardly at all on TV anymore.
Yeah, you don't.
Because she came out against vaccines. And now you're seeing Robert De Niro do it. Now, this is a big-time celebrity. And the reason Robert De Niro is doing it, not because he read any papers, is because his kid got autism.
Yeah.
Just like Jenny McCarthy's kid got autism, and they traced it back to vaccines.
Right.
Now, he's come out and been nicey-nice about it and said, I don't support this film, either pro or I'm not pro or against the vaccinations. Yeah. All I know is my kid got autism, and I want to know why.
Yeah, I like what he said about it. He made a statement. He's being cool with everybody because he's getting attacked left and right. He just basically said what you said and added that I'm not pro-vaccination. I'm not against vaccination. I just want to present a film in this film festival that will raise a discussion in your homes.
Yeah.
So you can at least have access to both sides. You know, because you... In life, you have usually two sides to a situation.
More sometimes.
And with this, it's always like, this is the way it is, and that's it. If there's any alternative to it, we don't want to hear about it.
Right.
Which is fucking ridiculous, because now there's enough proof of vaccinations. Because there's been parents who didn't know anything about this until their kids started acting funny, and they go, what the fuck happened? And they've traced it by date. These are all the things that I've seen from the small clips of the documentary.
Right.
And eventually, they came to the conclusion, you know what? Everything was fine before these vaccinations. Which kind of confuses me, because, you know, I've been vaccinated here and there. I don't anymore, obviously. Well, I was forced to when I was a kid.
I'll tell you what happened. Okay, first of all, so anyway, let's finish the story. De Niro decided to screen this. Nobody wanted to. De Niro's going to screen it.
Yeah.
Okay, so right. So we're at where you are. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's good. Well, I don't know. That's happening soon, I believe.
Yeah, it is happening soon.
Good. That's going to bring a lot of light, and it's going to bring a lot of heat to him, too.
Yeah, it's
you
all
watch
right.
him.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't die soon, because let me tell you something. They tried to squash this movie. Big Pharma and everybody tried to squash it, and it didn't work. De Niro has enough power in Hollywood to do it himself. He says, fuck you, I don't care. Now, these are the kind of people that they don't like. You know what I mean? He's really pushing it by putting out, because you're right, that movie sucks a lot of shit about vaccination.
Yeah.
It's like big.
Yeah.
It really is. And but you're right, like, it's been proven. It's been proven to do.
Yeah.
It's been proven to show. Enough studies have come out to show that you have to look into it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I just think it is the most ridiculous thing, that knowing what we know about vaccinations now, And especially the fact that I just don't really think it's that big of a deal from the opposite side of the spectrum. You have people like Seth MacFarlane and other celebrities.
Jimmy Kimmel.
They are talking so much shit. They're saying, we can't believe this movie would even be screened. Robert De Niro would screen it. This is completely ridiculous. All top scientists and researchers say it's bullshit. They've debunked it. And Seth MacFarlane actually wrote, like, in capital letters, vaccines work. I'm like, what kind of a post is that? Like, what? I never understood this. What, these pro-vaccine people, they act as if you don't get a flu shot, if you don't get a vaccine, you're going to drop dead on the spot.
Or you're going to kill everyone else.
Yeah. They make it seem like it's the worst thing in the world to not be vaccinated. It's not that they're just trying to disprove the alternative information. They're really trying to push it on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And well, now you know it's almost forced. You were telling me your brothers couldn't go to school because they weren't vaccinated?
I told them not to get vaccinated. I told my mother not to get them vaccinated. They won't allow them in school if they don't get vaccinated, and then that's the trap right there, because then they say, okay, you know, my brothers are little punks, they'll be like, fuck, I don't want to get vaccinated and I don't want to go to school, but then the truancy will come get them and shit, and they'll be back in court. Like, you don't have an option. It's really fucked up.
It is fucked. And you were asking me, what's the difference? Like, I got vaccinated, you got vaccinated, why don't we have autism, right?
Yeah.
The vaccines they gave you and me are different than the vaccines they're giving kids these days. They've GMO'd. They're using GMO ingredients. They're using cheap shit ingredients than before, than what they were using. Now, they claim it makes it work better. Obviously, you and I know it just makes people die and get autism.
Oh, sure.
People are not only getting autism from vaccines, they're dying from them.
Yeah.
They have many cases of kids who've gotten their shots and then died afterwards.
Yeah.
Because they're using the cheap GMO and all these kind of genetically engineered, they're literally using genes from other, you know, creatures in there. And from, you know, so, and they also, I don't know if you read about this. There were doctors recently who just found cancer-causing pathogens in all the vaccinations.
Yeah.
Cancer-causing, literally little, like, things in there that will cause cancer in you. So literally what they're shooting in the vaccines are designed to make you sick.
Yeah.
Do you understand what these guys got at? That they're literally giving people cancer through vaccines? You understand?
Yeah.
All of them are dead.
Yeah.
You read about that, right?
I read about that.
All dead. All killed.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. This is what I'm saying. Robert De Niro, watch it, motherfucker. They don't care if you're a celebrity. Whitney Houston, they'll kill you. They do not give a fuck.
Well, it does happen, but at the same time, what also happens sometimes when you spread this much truth about a particular situation is they'll just let it fly. Because if De Niro drops dead after this comes out, it will be blatantly obvious why
that he did it. Yeah. So, well, it's not blatantly obvious. Look what happened to Chipotle.
What happened to Chipotle?
Have you seen all the E. coli breakouts and all that?
Oh yeah.
Do you know why that happened?
Why?
Because they came out against GMOs.
They were
the first completely GMO-free restaurant.
We read about that last year on the podcast.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you understand? These people will stop at nothing, these Monsanto motherfuckers, to get their agenda across.
That's right.
You speak out, you get punished. And they're investigating it now as corporate espionage, that somebody planted that shit in there.
Yeah, it had to have been.
Yeah.
That was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know what they found out about? Do you know that they pushed GMO labeling through now?
Yeah.
Campbell's, all the big companies are going to GMO label now.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they know the morons of the world are going to eat the shit anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They just came to the realization. It's like, okay, so it's good. The health nuts are not going to buy the GMO stuff. But guess what? The regular fucking morons of the world, the regular mainstream people, are going to look at it and it says it has GMO in it. They don't care. It's 99 cents compared to $1.50.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, this is why they just gave up. Remember how they were fighting it and fighting it and fighting it for so long?
Yeah.
And then they just gave up. Congress just signed the bill. They blocked their bill. They had a bill in there that was supposed to block GMO labeling, and Congress said, no.
Yeah.
And then... So now they have to label. They don't care anymore. They all gave into it. They fought, right? They were fighting, but now they're all giving into it. Because they know that the sheeple of the world will still eat the shit.
Right.
Whether it's GMO or not, because they don't care about their health.
Right.
We're talking about the McDonald's eating, you know, people of the world. They don't care if it's genetically engineered, and they finally realize that.
Yeah. But that's what I'm trying to understand about how they will handle a documentary or any amount of truth coming out about a situation like this, because I'm saying, like, there's
that's
still,
what you're saying. You don't there's people still enough pay attention. Yeah.
There's still enough sheep that will say the same shit like Seth MacFarlane did. It's been debunked. Scientists said it's fine. I guess De Niro and DiCaprio, they're the crazies too. You know, these crazy.
That's how they labeled
people.
Jenny McCarthy, right?
Yeah. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but they still do take people out sometimes. But I think it's far more important to have scientists and doctors come out.
They've gotten taken out too.
Right. Well, they've been taken out. You know, De Niro's just an actor who's promoting the film. But I think
of the doctors who work on this probably got taken out.
Yeah. No. Probably. I'm saying. But the doctors that we already know that are deceased as of lately, of what we've read about, there. I mean, I think that's much more threatening. You know what I'm saying? That's a doctor.
Yeah. I agree. The doctors are more threatening than the celebrities, yeah, and that's why they're going after them.
Because the celebrities just endorse these things. You know, it's the doctor that's gonna give you proof. It's gonna give you scientific reason to not having your fucking kid vaccinated.
And that's why they're killing them.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, these guys will stop at nothing to push their agenda.
Yeah.
And it's sick. And I'm getting to the point, you know, where I look at all this shit and I say, you know, is there anything we really can do? Is there any way to really stop this? Is it, you know what I mean? Or is this inevitable, the New World Order? It's inevitable as far, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it inevitable? Is there anything that can stop it?
I mean, there.
I mean, you know, a presidential election isn't going to fucking do a goddamn thing. No. It doesn't matter what puppet you put in there.
No.
So, I mean, is there anything that can stop this train? I mean, you know, once a train is rolling at a certain speed, it's hard to stop.
Yeah, and that's basically what it is. Obviously, you know, we know what the answer to solving this fucking issue is. You know, we all got to come together as a human race. But that's not going to happen. That's so fucking, it's like, as much as it's a nice thought, it is so unrealistic. Like, we're all in mass numbers need to not comply with any of this
that's
shit.
That's
not going to happen. Like, well, you could have small groups. Like, I know people who've tried to start small groups, like, you know.
Yes.
You know, and that's all it is. And you could fucking, you can regulate
You can
a small
regulate
group.
Your own community, yes, a tribal type of community living, right? But they don't even won't even allow they don't even want to allow you to do that.
Yeah, no, they don't.
That's what I'm saying. Are you even going to be allowed, let's say, to live the way you want?
No, I don't think so.
Like, let's say I want to go do that, and 10 years from now, will I even be allowed to?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
No,
I think we're into Hunger Games territory soon.
Yeah, it's getting there. You know, I really do think, you know, we need mass noncompliance, and what we will have is small
groups
certain,
of noncompliance.
Small,
right.
But those, okay, you got a group of fucking 500 people versus, you know, the billions of people that live on the earth not complying. You could fucking go after 500 people. You can't go after fucking millions of people.
Right.
But, you know, you could go after a couple hundred people. You know, that's no problem. Right. Fucking arrest people and right. shit. You know, noncompliance. We're talking real noncompliance. Not going to work, not paying your bills, right. not fucking getting vaccinated, none of it. You will get arrested for that shit.
Yeah, they won't let you do it.
Yeah, you're done.
You go live in a tent in the woods, and pretty soon you won't even be able to do that. You know what I mean?
Because every piece of fucking land's owned by somebody.
Surely. Oh, yeah. Mostly the government. They think they own everything.
Surely.
Yeah.
There's got to. That's what I figure. Like, you know, I always said that. Can I go build, like, a fucking tree fort in the fucking forest or something? And you got to figure, like, every piece of land's, like, naturally owned by somebody. Even you see, like, large spread farmland and shit. Even if there's not, like, a farm with cows or there's any type of production or anything going on. But you see far spread out land, and then you find out, oh, yeah, this dude bought it or this guy's had it for so many
corporation
years. Corporation has
the
owned
government
it for so many
years. It. Yes. Yeah, everybody piece of land is owned.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You know, no, the problem is with us ever getting together is that we're being manipulated by a very, very large machine.
Yeah.
Being manipulated, and they know exactly what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the authority. And if you look at the word authority, break it down. Author. Right? Is the first word author. What is an author?
A storyteller.
They write, right? They write the story.
Yeah.
So the authority writes the story.
Yeah.
They write the rules of society.
Yeah.
They are in authority. They have the right to write, basically. That's what authority means.
To write fiction too.
Yeah. And they're basically writing the script. That they're the authors. That's what the authority is. They are the authors. So as long as they are the authors of overall society, which is what they are, They are the authors of society. However, they are not the authors of me, and they are not the authors of you.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that individuals who are authors of their own lives need to get together and author a new world. The problem is there aren't enough of us. Most people don't mind their lives being authored by a greater authority. They want their, you know, whether it be the government or God or whatever, most people are very willing to turn their lives over to a greater authority, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're willing to let other people dictate their lives for them.
Yeah, you got to live by the rules.
And that's problem. That's problem. That is the problem with society.
Yeah.
That is it right there, that they need authority.
Yeah.
They don't know how to write their own story.
Yeah, like what the fuck? What are you, not an adult? You can't, you need somebody to tell you what to do? You need somebody to tell you what's right and what's wrong?
Right.
I mean, all these mechanisms of control, mental control with religion, and then you've got, you know, the control of the government. But at the end of the day, you know, we forget, like, our spiritual side that will just tell us if we're doing something wrong. If you do something wrong, we've all done things wrong in our life, right. And if you're, you know, if you're a decent enough person, you feel that.
Right.
You get the consequences of it. You get the karma of it. If you do something good, you help somebody, you help a homeless person on the street or something, you feel good about it.
Right.
You don't need nobody to tell you what's good and what's bad. We know what's good and what's bad. We feel it.
Right. But not everybody has that, Kevin.
Yeah.
There are sociopaths out in this world.
Yeah, I was going to say, aside from the sociopaths.
But they're the ones running the world. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know, like we were talking about, there's a certain mentality that has to go along being a cop, right? You have to have a certain mentality that wants that.
Ego. You want power. Authority. You want respect. You want people to fear you.
Right. It's the same thing. It's the same mentality of the sociopath, the psychopath. It's greed. It's, you know, these bankers, dude, you can't imagine the immense greed they have. I mean, it's something you and I can't even fathom.
No, really.
That it's not even in our makeup, but it is in their makeup. And they're the ones, because they desire it so much, they get it.
Yeah.
It's like anything in the world. If you want something bad enough, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
It's like fame or anything else. Well, these people are so greedy, they want all the money and all the power in the world. And because they want it so bad and they know how to group up and harness their power, they get it.
Yeah.
We don't know how to group up and harness our power like they do.
Clearly not.
Because they are the authority and they are authoring it for us to be divided. Divide and conquer is the oldest freaking trick in the book. It's the oldest strategy in the world. It's been used since the Tower of Babylon. If you read the old Bible, the Tower of Babel was the first example of divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Where, you know, God, the aliens, whoever it was, determined that man, because we all spoke the same language, and if we were to all join together, could actually overthrow them and be, really, if you really read that, that's what it's about. They're trying to build a stairway to heaven.
Yeah.
They were trying to go up to outer, you know, go to space.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see what the fuck was out there.
Yeah, and they got punished for it. And that what happened was, if you read the story, what happened was God, the alien, basically split all the humans up and spread them all over the earth.
Yeah.
Different languages. Each one took, that's why they used to be all in one area. That's why you had pyramids over here in the Mayan area. And that's why you see pyramids down in Africa, you know, in other areas, not just Egypt, because they spread us all out after that.
And people just don't realize all it would take is us, because people are so impersonal these days, and everybody hates everybody, and they just don't realize all we could live our own way, but we have to do it together, because you could always be the rebel, but they'll just single you out and you'll be fucked. It's hard to go it alone.
But you see, humanity and man and this being that whatever we are has been programmed this way for so long. I mean, this goes back to the first society, you know. We're talking the Sumerians has been in this hierarchical society forever, where you have rulers and kings and this and that. You've had it forever. Since mankind can remember, written history starts at that. We don't even know what we were like before that, Mesopotamia, Sumeria. That is the oldest written history of man. So what was mankind but like before that?
Wasn't there supposedly like this golden age where everything was great?
Yes, and that's what was before right. that.
Nobody feared death. There was no fear. There was no control. We were so much more.
Right.
We were in our original powerful state.
That's when you look at, you look at the early day. It was the age of.
How's the story go?
Yeah, it was the golden age.
Yeah.
There was one
before
the fall.
Yeah. There had to have. You got to figure that. I was thinking about that the other day. You have to figure there was a point where this world was as beautiful as it should be. Because when you look at the earth, especially if you're the type of person that can appreciate nature, you could see how this used to be
paradise.
A beautiful planet.
Paradise.
And you could see the potential it has to be that again.
Well, if you really look at history, and history doesn't only come from the Bible. You have to look at other cultures and other societies. And some of their writings actually go back before Sumeria. And that's where you get this golden age type of deal. Yes, you look at there was two things different about the earth. One, there used to be a firmament of water over the earth. Did you know that?
No.
There was water protecting and our atmosphere.
No shit.
Yes, to keep it cool, okay? We did not have any weather fluctuations whatsoever. That was what it was for. The flood was actually the breaking of that water, okay? That's what happened. If you read the Bible and everything, you read that they said there was a firmament of water surrounding the earth. And the flood is actually when that broke. And after that happened, now we have all these weather and all these different things, you know, that go on with the earth. But yes, and the moon was not there.
Right.
The moon was not there all the time.
Yeah.
Once the moon got there, it's when it changed it. Because you only had the sun as one source of energy. Now what you did is you had the moon as a reflector kind of, and you made the earth
a battery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Completely.
Yeah. And every planet has a moon. Because they all were. And, you know, people think that, oh, well, Saturn can't hold life. This can't hold life. Bullshit. There's life on all those planets. There was life on Mars, and part of it is here.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, there are Martians on this planet.
It's got to be.
There were. There's legends back in the day of when Mars did destruct, and they came here. You know, this is all the things you never read about mainstream. So, yeah, this is why we had different blood types.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, mainstream never made sense to me when it came to space. So this shit that they taught us in school, like I think they taught us in school, the way it usually goes is the way the moon got there, which has always been debated because it never made sense.
Yeah, it broke off the earth.
The whack theory is what they called it, I believe. It's like the fucking something whacked the earth and a piece of it came off.
That's the whack theory.
Yeah, like a piece of the earth broke off and it just decided
to
sit there.
And turn round, perfectly round and hollow. Hollow, no less.
Yeah.
And metal on the outside. It only goes a certain thickness whenever it gets hit by anything.
Yeah.
They've never penetrated the core of the moon.
No.
Never gotten any deeper than a certain length. And that's it because there's a metal protector on the outside.
Yeah.
So this is bullshit. There's transmitters on the other side of the moon. There was life on Mars. Life is inside of Saturn. So, I mean, it's... You know, and that's it. Now, here's another thing that's been hitting mainstream, and we can close off with this is Planet X, right?
Yeah, there's more and more on this.
Every fucking day.
More and more on this, man.
Now, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I knew about Planet X, right? A lot of people within the alternative media knew about Planet X, and now, it was just like anything else, we knew about all this stuff, and now you see it all start to come forward.
Yep.
So they've already determined, okay, yes, there is a ninth planet and it does exist and it has the exact same orbit that was always told by the people, us conspiracy theorists, right? So now they're acknowledging it, and now what they're trying to do is see where it's located at this point, how close it is and where is it on its orbit.
Right.
And mark my words, my friend, they're going to find that it's much closer than they thought, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
They're prepping us. You know that. That's what this is all about. They're prepping us for that thing to come.
Like, you think it's in our solar system by now?
It's always been in our solar system. It's just been on the outer skirts. That's what they're saying.
Just on the outskirts?
Outskirts, yeah. Because, see, if you look at the orbits of all the planets, we all have a certain type of... It's not a perfect circle around the sun.
Yeah, no.
It's a certain type of elliptical, and each one has a little bit further and a little bit further. It's kind of an elliptical motion. But because the planets that are here, you know, the original ones, are so close to the sun, they're you know, it's not that far out. Apparently, this ninth planet's elliptical orbit goes way out and then boomerangs back in. And it only comes every 20 to 50,000 years. So that's what they're trying to determine now, the scientists. Where is it? Where is it on its orbit back around the sun and close to us.
Right.
You're going to watch. You watch what they find out.
Why? What's your prediction?
I predict they say it's coming real soon. Oh, my God. We couldn't see it, and all of a sudden it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, dude. Guaranteed, because they're putting it out in mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it's not hidden in some science blog or only, you know, this is hidden mainstream. Yahoo, yeah. Channel 12, like you said. And more and more, every day I'm seeing new news on this, the ninth planet, Planet X. They're even calling it Planet X, just like what we have been calling it for years.
Yeah.
So all this shit that people have been saying, you're fucking crazy, chemtrails, right, coming out real, yeah. Genetic modification coming out as real. All these things that I've been talking about, you've been talking about for the last 5 or 6, 7 years,
yeah.
All coming out as true and real. Vaccines. How long have we known that vaccines cause autism?
How many
fucking years, right?
Long time.
GMOs cause cancer. And now they come out with it. We're so far ahead of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hope people are starting to realize that, you know, a lot of the stuff that people in this alternative media get laughed at and made fun of is now coming
true. Yeah, I wish people would take notice of that, because it's like I've probably said this before, and it's like a rule of thumb in the alternative media. It's like, I think it's the three stages of truth. Like, at first, everybody's like, it's bullshit. I forget what the second step is, but eventually, it's just waiting for enough time to go by that it's just all, it slowly begins to be regarded as fact. Just yeah. Like now, if you bring up the moon landing, you're not crazy anymore. But back then, that was the shit that made you crazy,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
But now it's Kennedy. Just like, yeah, of course. Now, of course, Kennedy. Of course, the moon landing.
They were cool. And 9/11 will be that.
Yeah, 9/11, I feel like, is already on the cusp of being that.
Of being that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so people need to pay attention to that. Just eventually, the truth will show itself. Like, if you don't see it at first, you don't want to do your own research, just give it enough time. But, you know, don't let it happen so many fucking times before you see the next fucking shit coming.
Right.
Before you see the next threat coming.
Yeah, and it's hard because they throw them from out of the blue.
Yeah.
But if you know the numbers, you got to look for the right dates. I knew something was going to happen. At spring.
Yeah.
They always do something on the equinox. They love doing it at the change of seasons, too. Yeah. So you got to look. And I knew something would happen in the beginning of March. End of March. That's when what the earthquake happened, not Japan. Fukushima is March. You know, you got to watch the dates, watch the numbers that are important to them. But, you know, everybody just needs to be vigilant now. And, you know, it's tough. Things are, like I said, the train is rolling. I don't know if there's anywhere to stop it.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing we can do, get out of the fucking way.
Right.
You know? So, I don't know. I'm good. Are you?
I'm fucking great, man.
All right. Very good, guys. We'll see you next time. Hopefully, we'll get back on a regular schedule now that we have a studio again. We'll talk. See us on Facebook, Truth is Scary, on Twitter, @truth_is_scary, YouTube, Truth is Scary TV. Follow us, truthiscary.com. Where else? Kevin, Blog Talk Radio, TIS Network.
We're everywhere. And you can get all these stories if you go to our Facebook, and it's all over there if you want to.
Yeah, we've covered all these things in the last week, the Robert De Niro, the vaccines, everything. We've covered Planet Nine. I've covered it all. So, I mean, yeah, if you really want to get the news as it's breaking, go to TIS, truthiscary.com. Especially the Facebook. Have a good one, guys.
Later.